This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. I've got some quick advice for you on how you can tell whether Trump is doing a good job with his new administration. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out my website at naturalnews.com. Now, the louder, it's very simple. The louder the left screams, when they're screaming bloody murder and the mainstream media is just going berserk about something that Trump did, that means he's doing something right. And in fact, this is the only gauge you need. It's almost like you don't even need to know what decisions he's making or what he's announcing. Just turn on CNN, if you can stand it for a little bit, and see how crazy they get. If they're crazy, Trump's doing something good in Washington. If they're crazy, it means Trump's cutting government, perhaps, or firing the EPA or the FDA heads or the EPA heads. And that needs to happen because they're very corrupt agencies, basically run by corporate sellouts. You know, all they do is sell out to big pharma, you know, the drug companies, vaccine companies, the biotech industry, and so on. So if Trump is running around Washington cutting the size of government and reducing the collusion with these corporations, then CNN is going to scream bloody murder about it. And that's a good thing. That's what we want to see. Now, by the same token, you're going to see the independent media, which is the new media, also being just maliciously and steadfastly attacked by the old dinosaur media, the legacy media, the fake stream media, I call it, like CNN and the Washington Post, because they're collapsing, they're imploding, they're dying. New York Times keeps cutting staff and laying off writers and editors and renting out their space in their building. CNN losing credibility by the day. They're just publishing fake news. That's all they can think of. It's really quite hilarious. So they're going to be attacking the new media and attacking people who are against mercury and vaccines and attacking people who want to support GMO labeling of foods, for example. They're going to be attacking independent voices on everything from science and the environment and agriculture and finance, you name it. They're going to attack independent media. And that's also a great sign. The more they attack somebody, that means that person is right on track. So if they're attacking Matt Drudge, or they're attacking Breitbart, they really love to go after Breitbart, or they're attacking me or some other leader in independent media, that's because they're dying and they can't stand the rise of the new media, the authentic media, where we don't use teleprompters. And as you can probably tell from my pathetic wardrobe, I don't put on special clothes to go on camera. I'm here like, this is what I'm wearing. Here we are, no teleprompter necessary, because it's real, it's authentic. That's new media. That's why people trust new media and they don't trust CNN. It's all stage, it's all theater, it's all fake. And then it's like actors reading scripts and green screens where they fake like they're on set. I mean, I got a green screen, but I'm not faking like I'm somewhere else. I'm in my studio. You know that. It's not complicated. So as the new media rises and the old media implodes, you're going to see more attacks and more screaming. Same thing about Donald Trump. So we want to see Donald Trump keep his promises. And I'm here to say that we're also going to hold him accountable. Now, I'm a Donald Trump supporter, at least at the moment. But I'm not a Donald Trump worshiper, and no one should be. And even Donald Trump himself wouldn't want anybody to blindly worship him. Blind worship is a dangerous thing. It's not a cult. We don't want to see cults. You know, we're against cults, which, by the way, was sort of the Democratic Party and the worship of Hillary Clinton. That was almost a cult. They put her up as a deity, a goddess. They would bow down before her and kiss the ring of Obama and everything else. It was getting to be a crazy cult. And I'm so against cults and gurus who claim they're better than everybody else. It's ridiculous. So I was really glad to see that Hillary lost the election. That also means that we now have Donald Trump, who's a real person, an outsider. You know, he's a real human being. He's made mistakes. He's said some crazy stuff that he probably shouldn't have said. And hey, there might be more crazy stuff come out. But he's a real human being. He didn't live his life as a politician trying to shape everything that he did for public consumption. That's not the way he lived his life. So that means he's a real guy, a real person trying to make real change for America in a positive direction, which means that we have to keep him really honest at the same time. So we need to watch what he's doing. We need to, sure, support him, but also let's think critically about it. Let's support his great ideas, but if he goes the wrong direction or starts to sell out in some way or or makes a bad decision, that's let him hear about it. They don't have to be nasty about it, though, because he's trying to do the right thing. At least that's the sense I get. He's trying to be a real person. He's trying to do what's right for America. He doesn't need the money and the influence. He could have retired happy, a billionaire. You know, the press was writing nice things about him, you know, surrounded by all kinds of wonderful people. He doesn't need to take on all of this abuse to make America great again. You know, he did that. Frankly, it's a very difficult thing to try to do. And I'm a truth teller too. And I know the price, the heavy price you pay for telling the truth in a society that's deeply rooted in corruption and deception and delusion. You know, every truth teller is vilified in our society today. But if you're a liar, then you're celebrated. I mean, look who they give the Nobel Prizes to. The worst liars of all. Didn't Paul Krugman at the New York Times earn, I think, a Nobel Prize in economics? Guy's an economic moron, right? How did he win that prize? Well, it's the same way they gave an economic or a peace prize to Obama, who then dropped tens of thousands of bombs on brown people all over the world. I guess, you know, the Nobel Committee just wants to be a joke, and that's who they give prizes to. So we have to remain skeptical of everything that, frankly, any leader would do in Washington, whether it's Donald Trump or somebody else, regardless of their political party, libertarian, a Democrat, Republican, socialist, God forbid, you name it. We gotta keep them honest. And let's try to bring this back into the realm of some common sense debates. You know, one thing that's very disturbing about what's happening right now is the radical left is just going mentally insane, and they're just making up fake news all the time and running that on CNN, and they're promoting violence and looting and riots and overthrowing the government and communist subversion and all this stuff. Yeah, that's not really going to work, okay? So if you want to be part of the process of how to make America great again, if you want to even have a shot at winning the next election, all you Democrats, you need to come back to the realm of rationality and reality and get out of your fairy tale delusion lands and start looking at what's actually happening. Start looking at cause and effect. Start looking at economic policy. Start asking yourself questions. Why did you lose? And no, it wasn't the Russians hacking. It's because the American people were tired of being lied to and ripped off by a corrupt regime that didn't do what they promised. And so Donald Trump, he will be out in 4 years if he doesn't do what he promises. We, the American people, will hold everyone accountable, as we should. That's our job as the voters, to be informed and hold people accountable. So I'd like to invite you to stay up to date on Donald Trump's new presidency by reading Trump.news. That's one of my many websites, and we've got a whole team of writers working on these various sites, and we've got a great team covering Trump announcements and events at Trump.news. And we'll give you the independent point of view, not the lamestream fake media, CNN, BS point of view, or the Washington Post fake news. They just fabricate false garbage and call it news. We're going to give you real news about Donald Trump and his successes and perhaps critical looks at some of his mistakes. If he does make mistakes, well, I guess he's human. He's bound to make a few mistakes along the way. So we're just going to cover all that at Trump.news. We also have Whitehouse.news if you want to check out that website. And no, it's not a racial thing. It is called the White House. We didn't just call it white to try to be racist or anything like that. you never know these days of political correctness. I guess I want to change the White House to be, you know, Brown House or something like that. But anyway, we have whitehouse.news and trump.news and also, of course, newstarget.com. So check all of those out. Let's all work together to help make America great again. Let's support Donald Trump's efforts to carry out his promises, but let's also keep him honest and think critically and engage in intelligent dialogue and debate about what's really happening in America. Let's restore the republic. Let's shrink the size of government. Let's get the lunatics out of the EPA and the FDA and the CDC. Well, the criminals is probably a better term. And the BLM and the USDA and all these other, you know, three-letter agencies or four-letter agencies that are just totally out of control. Let's stop that. Let's rein in bad government and let's restore power to the people and to the states. 10th Amendment time, right? And let's protect the Constitution. Let's protect the Bill of Rights. And let's protect American culture, for God's sake. You know, protect our own borders. Let's just start there. That would be a good idea. And then maybe we can together move America forward in the right direction. Thank you for watching. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
If you'd like to help support this video and other videos like this, visit healthrangerstore.com. where everything we sell is laboratory tested for heavy metals and more. You'll find superfoods, storable survival foods, nutritional supplements, and a full line of synthetic chemical-free body soaps, shampoos, and oral care products. Everything we sell is non-GMO, and it's all completely free of chemical sweeteners, artificial colors, hydrogenated oils, and other toxic ingredients that you want to avoid. Find all this and much more at HealthRangerStore.com.